Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include Georgia State Senate passes resolution condemning organ harvesting atrocities in China. Shenyun debuts in Middle East with sold-out shows in Tel Aviv. The CCP's ongoing persecution of elderly DAFA practitioners. Chinese tourists learn about Falun Gong while enjoying spring in Taiwan. Code of Revelation wins grand prize at Canada International Film Festival. And Melbourne Rally supports 300 million Chinese who quit the Chinese Communist Party. Now for the stories. Georgia State Senate passes resolution condemning organ harvesting atrocities in China. The Georgia State Senate passed Senate Resolution 629 on March 27, 2018. SR 629 calls on China to immediately stop forced organ harvesting from prisoners of conscience and explicitly from Falun Gong practitioners of conscience and members of other religious and ethnic minority groups. SR 629 was passed 1 week after the Georgia House of Representatives passed the similar House Resolution 944, expressing concern over forced live organ harvesting in China. SR 629 was jointly sponsored by six senators, including Jeff Mullis, chairman of the Committee on Rules in the Georgia State Senate, and Harold Jones. It was unanimously passed in the Committee of Rules on February 14th and in the Senate on March 27th. In the hearing, Senator Jeff Mullis said that the killing and forced organ harvesting from Falun Gong practitioners in China must be condemned, and the violation of freedom of belief and killing must be stopped. The resolution delivers a clear message to the Chinese Communist Party that the persecution and killing of Falun Gong practitioners must stop. Senator Renee Unterman, chair of the Health and Human Services Committee, told Senator Mullis that she used to work in the kidney transplantation department in a hospital and knew the eagerness of patients waiting for organs. She spoke of how the genocide occurring in China impacts each of us and thanked Senator Mullis for sponsoring the resolution.
Shenyun debuts in Middle East with sold-out shows in Tel Aviv. After performing in Nice, France, the Shenyun New York company headed for Israel to kick off the company's first Middle East visit. The four shows scheduled for March 25th through the 27th, 2018, were sold out before the performers arrived. Entrepreneur Itzhak Sagol said, "Top notch. This is a very magical and special performance. Everything in the show is stunning." Investment company founder Zvi Stepak said, "I admire the professionalism of the dancers. The glamorous costumes were really gorgeous. It is very important to preserve traditions." Miri Aloni, an Israeli singer, said, "It's like a dream. The colors and the stories bring me back to my childhood. It's so pure, innocent, simple, like how children are. It cleansed my heart." After the initial leg of a European tour with 14 performances in London on February 16th through the 25th, Shenyun's New York company returned to Europe and performed six shows in Winterthur, Switzerland, Rome, Italy, and Nice, France on March 15th through the 21st. Giovanni Ando Brandini, a professor and member of an Italian noble family, commented, "The performance had an absolute force of attraction that came from the omnipotent Lord. This is a well-rounded performance. It really was a visual feast. Whether it was the special effects, the dancing, the high skills of the performers, the colors, the stage design, or the music," he said. Carolyn Hafner Murat, a pianist and a member of the noble Murat family of France, said, "I was very happy to see such a performance that was filled with wisdom. Shenyun is a profound revelation from higher beings. We can feel it. I was very touched. The movements of the dancers were stunning. They were very focused. Every performer was delivering messages." Peter Gershweiler, a dance teacher, commented, "I had a wonderful evening and am highly impressed with the Shenyun performance. The dance scenes exhibited the outstanding fitness of the performers. I was deeply touched not only by the visuals, but also by the charisma displayed by the dancers and how they brought the audience's mind into the scenes. The spirituality in these performers could be felt throughout the performances. All the different aspects of the dance techniques used on stage were astounding. It was perfectly exhibited and brought out the best in every one of the performers. Watching this performance is an inspiration. Shenyun will continue its European tour with upcoming performances in Nantes, France, Basel, Switzerland, Paris, France, and Berlin, Germany.
The CCP's ongoing persecution of elderly DAFA practitioners. The judicial branch of the Chinese Communist Party has sentenced thousands of elderly Falun Gong practitioners to prison and forced labor camps. The following are a few examples. Mr. Yu, a former China Air Force pilot, senior Air Force Command College instructor, well-known university professor, and deputy in the military corps, was sentenced to 17 years in prison for refusing to renounce his belief in Falun Gong. In 2014, Mr. Chiang, 80, a former vice director of the 8358 Institute of Aerospace Ministry, university professor, and director of the Chinese Aerospace Society, was sentenced to 7.5 years in prison for practicing Falun Gong. His wife, a senior engineer at the 8358 Institute, received many awards for her outstanding contributions to missile research. She later became emaciated and severely depressed due to her husband's imprisonment and ongoing police harassment. She passed away on March 3, 2015. In 1999, Falun Dafa practitioner Mr. Liu from Lingyuan City, Liaoning Province, was forced into homelessness for 4.5 years to avoid being persecuted for his spiritual beliefs. He was later imprisoned for 7 years for clarifying the facts about the persecution to others. In November 2015, when Mr. Liu was 79 years old, he was arrested and sentenced to 11.5 years in prison. His wife, 61, was sentenced to 3 years in a forced labor camp. She was later arrested and imprisoned for 4 more years. Ms. Zhao Mijian, a practitioner from Xinjiang City, Henan Province, was arrested on October 24, 2016. The Xinjiang Detention Center refused to accept the nearly 80-year-old woman due to her high blood pressure. However, the Xinjiang Procuratorate overturned the detention center's decision, stating, "Send her straight to prison. Her 4-year prison term starts today and ends in 2020. She is currently being held in the No. 5 prison in Henan City. Her family is not allowed to visit her." Ms. Zhao Xiaolu, from Qinzhoukou City, Hubei Province, worked as a reporter for a TV broadcasting bureau. She had been detained, imprisoned, and forced to attend brainwashing sessions on numerous occasions. She was recently sentenced to 4 years in prison. According to the Minghui website, there has been a steady increase in the number of elderly DAFA practitioners being detained and imprisoned in China. It was reported that as of last August, approximately 270 practitioners were being detained in the Heilongjiang Women's Prison, half of them being over 60 years old, with the eldest being 77.
Chinese tourists learn about Falun Gong while enjoying spring in Taiwan. Peach, plum, and cherry blossoms have burst into colorful bloom, heralding spring's arrival in Taipei. Tourists from around the world are drawn to Taiwan's capital, and many people from mainland China also come to enjoy the beautiful city. A guide recently brought a group of Chinese tourists to visit the Taipei landmark, Sun Yat-sen Memorial Hall. He stopped beside the Falun Gong Truth Clarification site and explained the historical significance of the building. As the group entered the memorial hall, a Falun Gong practitioner greeted him and said, "You work hard." The tour guide replied, "It's my job and I get paid. You're a volunteer, so you're the one who's working hard." When the Chinese tourists came out, they gathered at the Falun Gong Truth Clarification site. The practitioner handed them informational pamphlets, and their guide said, "You'll understand a lot after you read the information." Encouraged by his words, the tourists took the pamphlets. Another guide who brought a group of tourists to visit the memorial hall greeted the practitioner and said, "The Chinese tourists' attitudes toward Falun Gong vary. One group is not afraid and take the materials on their own initiative, while others are still very afraid. They have been frightened by the Communist Party. You need to keep up your efforts." Two tourists from Guangdong province later left their group and came over to the Falun Gong Truth Clarification site. They carefully read the information on the display boards and asked a practitioner, "Is it true that one becomes healthy after practicing Falun Gong and that one doesn't need to take medicine?" The practitioner explained, "After practicing Falun Gong, one's health soon improves. Why should you take medicine if you are not ill?" They nodded and said, "Yes, that's true." They also asked many questions about cultivation practice. One of the tourists said that he attended one of Master Li Hongzhe's Falun Gong classes held in Guangzhou City, but he couldn't remember which year. He said that he did not continue practicing, but traveled to Taiwan to see how Falun Gong was doing outside of China. The man said he hoped to see Master Li again in the future. A Chinese engineer from California, who was on a business trip, took a day to go seeing in Taipei. As soon as he saw the practitioners, he asked for the latest Falun Gong newspaper. He said that although he lives overseas, he pays attention to events unfolding in China and is concerned about China's future. He said that he's observed that most Chinese people dislike and curse the Communist Party, and the rest are too frightened and intimidated to see the facts clearly. He told the practitioners that he admires them for their steadfast belief and their efforts to help Chinese people learn the facts. He said he knows that Falun Gong practitioners truly cherish Chinese people. He added, "Falun Gong is not only a blessing for all Chinese people, but also all humanity. You are remarkable because you're trying to save all people."
Code of Revelation wins grand prize at Canada International Film Festival. The new century film, Code of Revelation, won the grand prize at the Canada International Film Festival on March 20th. The film is based on a true story that took place in mainland China, where a former armed policeman testified to witnessing the authorities forcibly remove a vital organ from an imprisoned Falun Gong practitioner for a transplant surgery. The persecution of Falun Gong has been ongoing in China for 19 years. Numerous Chinese Falun Gong practitioners experienced severe persecution, including losing their jobs, imprisonment, torture, brainwashing, and many even lost their lives to forced organ harvesting. Code of Revelation depicts not only such abuses, but also the brave and peaceful resistance of Falun Gong practitioners in the face of terror. The Canada International Film Festival, held each year in Vancouver, brings the very best of world cinema to Canada from over 90 countries around the world. New Century Film was established in 2017 in New York with a mission to promote the core values of truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance. Peter Wei, a spokesperson from the film company, said that the world needs to return to tradition, and winning the award meant the audience recognized and encouraged their efforts. Wei also said that the top prize being given to a film exposing the persecution of Falun Gong also signifies that years of efforts by Falun Gong practitioners to expose the facts to the public have reached the art community and that they have chosen to side with justice.
Melbourne Rally supports 300 million Chinese who quit the Chinese Communist Party. A rally was held in front of the State Library in Melbourne on March 25, 2018, to support the 300 million courageous Chinese people who have withdrawn from the Chinese Communist Party and affiliated organizations. The trend of Chinese people quitting the CCP began after the Epoch Times published the 9 commentaries on the Communist Party in 2004. As of March 2018, over 300 million Chinese have submitted statements to the Epoch Times website declaring that they wish to quit the CCP. a member of Australia Parliament and representatives from an NGO and from Chinese communities spoke at the rally to show their support. Senator Janet Rice of the Australia Parliament said at the rally that staying silent in front of the persecution is the same as showing acquiescence. Supporting the withdrawals from the CCP is supporting human rights and justice. Rice said she also believed that Australia should demand that the Chinese regime allow international investigators to enter China to investigate the persecution of Falun Gong. She said that the Australian government shouldn't value trade with China at the expense of human rights. Rice promised to continue speaking up for Falun Gong practitioners' human rights. Peter Westmore, former chair of National Civic Council, said that millions have taken action to part from the CCP and protest against the persecution. He said that people were not protesting against China as a country, but rather against the CCP's reign. He wants to side with the Chinese who were persecuted and support their human rights. He said that persecuting its people isn't a manifestation of a powerful government, but a weak one. A truly powerful and civilized government respects the will of its people. Ruan Jie, chief editor of Tiananmen Times, said that the infiltration by the Chinese regime in Australia was threatening the freedom and human rights of the local Chinese people. He believes that quitting the CCP isn't just about people in China, but overseas Chinese as well. Ryan said that the existence of the CCP is an enormous threat to the Chinese as well as democracy and freedom around the world. He asked that overseas Chinese and governments say no to the CCP. Paul Donahoe from Richmond said he had heard about the persecution before and came specifically to show his support for Falun Gong. He said that he supported the practitioners' efforts to end imprisonment, persecution, and organ harvesting from living practitioners for transplants. Mr. Donahoe said that he believed that that rally was very important because people would see and remember it years from now, and public awareness would help with the practitioners' efforts to end the persecution.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.